KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Starting off with high school softball and baseball play from last night. In softball action, it was Atlantic picking up a shutout win 10-0 over Kemper Catholic. And Atlantic head coach Terry Hensman was happy with the way his team played at the plate with some patience and also got some good play from some young players.
I was most pleased with the fact that our hitters were patient. We didn't panic after the first couple innings and we had a tough time getting runners on base. Pushed two across in the third. Had some key at-bats by some young girls, you know, just to keep the inning going. Caroline Pellet walked. That's her first varsity at-bat. She was replacing her cousin, Reagan Pellet. And then another big at-bat by Alyssa Gribby with bases loaded, scoring a couple of runs. And then Olivia Engler. Those bunch of three eighth graders right there playing a really huge role for us.
And Atlantic picking up that win. They'll head to Clarinda here today to complete a game that was suspended due to lightning last week. In other scores, it was HSTW 7-1 over Griswold, Bedford 8-7 over Nottoway Valley, Abraham Lincoln 12-11 over Thomas Jefferson, Creston beat Shenandoah 14-4, Denison Schleswig 11-1 over St. Albert, Esack County beat OABCIG 6-5, Glenwood tops Clarinda 12-0, it was I-35 over Southeast Warren 14-2, Lenox bested East Union 12-0, it was Lewis Central over Harlan 9-1, Logan Magnolia got by Audubon 11-0. It was Martinsdale St. Mary's 11-1 over Pleasantville. Missouri Valley 2-1 over IKM Manning. Mount Air beats Southwest Valley 13-1. It was Seymour shutting out Orion Maxburg 10-0. Sydney 6-5 over Red Oak in 8 innings of play. Trainer beat Riverside 8-2. It was Underwood over Tri-Center 20-10. Van Meter got by ACGC 9-4. It was Wayne over Central Decatur 12-0. West Central Valley 3-1 over Madrid. And Woodbury Central beat Maple Valley Anthonoto 6-0. In high school baseball play last night, Atlantic also getting a shutout win over Kemper Catholic as they win it 2-0 in baseball play. Audubon picked up a couple of wins yesterday, 11-1 over Logan Magnolia in 5 innings of play and 4-1 over Missouri Valley. Boyer Valley beat Whiting 17-7, Cam over East Mills 6-5, Creston got by Shenandoah 13-0. It was Abraham Lincoln taking 2 from Thomas Jefferson, 12-2 in 5 innings and 13-1 in 5 innings. Exara EHK took a 6-inning win over Sydney 12-1. Fremont Mills 15-13 over Essex in 8 innings of play. Glenwood was an 8-3 winner over Clarinda. Harlan and Lewis Central went to extra innings. It was Harlan winning 7-6 in 8. Also, Lenox 12-0 over East Union. Missouri Valley beat IKM Manning 4-2. Mount Air 21-11 over Southwest Valley in 5 innings. Seymour 11-9 over Orient Maxburg. Southeast Warren beat I-35 5-3. St. Albert over Denison Schleswig 10-3. Trainer 13-0 over Riverside in 5 innings. Van Meter beat ACGC 16-0. And West Central Valley was a 5-3 victor over Madrid. That's a look at your high school baseball and softball scores from last night. In Major League Baseball, a game we had for you here on the radio, Yadier Molina and Tommy Pham both homered in a 7-run 11th inning to help the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Philadelphia Phillies 8-1. Stephen Piscotty had a 2-run double off of Casey Fien, and Molina and Pham followed with homers as the Cardinals had their biggest output of the season in an inning. Fien gave up both homers and then a single to Chad Huffman and a double to Carpenter before the pitcher was removed. Philadelphia has now lost 12 of its last 13 games. Kevin Zekris pitched one inning in relief to earn the win. Mike Leake started the game for St. Louis and allowed 1 run and 3 hits in 6 innings. Jeremy Hellickson gave up 6 hits and a run in 7 innings. His only blemish was a solo homer for Jed Jerko in the second. Philadelphia scored its lone run of the game on a Mikhail Franco RBI single after Leake walked the first two batters in the 4th inning. Also in Major League Baseball, Chris Sale shut down the Kansas City Royals while pitching into the 9th inning, and a ragtag bunch of Boston Red Sox filling in for the injured starters pounded their way to an 8-3 victory last night that moved them into first place in the AL East. Sale gave up a homer to Mike Moustakas in the 2nd and a 2-run shot to Jorge Bonifacio in the 9th before departing 2 out shy of his 2nd consecutive complete game. He allowed 4 hits and fanned 10, pushing his Major League leading strikeout total to 146 this season. More importantly, he got a win after going the distance in a 1-0 loss to Philadelphia last week. Xander Bogaerts and Sandy Leon each drove in a pair of runs for Boston, which got plenty of production from a lineup missing Pablo Sandoval, Dustin Pedroia, and Mitch Moreland to various injuries. Other scores in interleague play, it was Tampa Bay 6-5 over Cincinnati. In the AL, it was the Angels beating the Yankees 8-3, Baltimore 6-5 over Cleveland, Texas 6-1 over Toronto, Minnesota beat the White Sox 9-7, it was Houston over Oakland 8-4, and Seattle 5-4 over Detroit in 10. In the National League, it was Washington 12-3 over Miami, San Francisco beat Atlanta 6-3, Pittsburgh was a 7-3 winner over Milwaukee, the Cubs beat San Diego 4-0, Colorado 4-3 over Arizona, and the Dodgers were 12-0 winners over the New York Mets. In the Pacific Coast League yesterday, it was the iCubs getting a win at Principal Park 6-4 over the Omaha Storm Chasers. No games on the schedule today in the PCL. At the College World Series, Brian Howard matched his career high with 12 strikeouts and 7-plus innings. Omaha native Ryan Merrill homered to start a 3-run third, and TCU beat Texas A&M 4-1 in an elimination game. The Horned Frogs avoided going 0-2 for the first time in all five all-time CWS appearances and will play on Thursday against the loser of Tuesday night's Louisville-Florida game. And the Aggies have gone two games and out in their last three appearances and have lost 8 in a row in Omaha. Howard struck out 6 of the first 7 batters he faced and turned the game over to Sean Weimer in the 8th. Merrill homered to the right and Evan Skaug doubled in a run, and Elliot Barzilli had an RBI single to make it a 4-0 in the 3rd. Texas A&M starter Stephen Kolick was knocked out in 2 2/3 innings, matching his shortest start of the season, and Kaylor Chafin held the Frogs to 3 singles the rest of the way. Brady Singer pitched 7 strong innings, and Austin Langworthy and Deacon Lippitt homered to lead Florida to a 5-1 victory over Louisville at the College World Series last night. The Gators have won their first two CWS games for the first time in 4 appearances since opening 3-0 and reaching the finals in 2011. They'll play Friday in the Bracket 2 finals against the winner of the Louisville-TCU elimination game on Thursday. Louisville managed 1 run and 6 hits and struck out 9 times against Singer. Florida pitchers finished with 10 strikeouts, making it their 5th straight game with double-digit strikeouts. And College World Series teams have already matched the number of home runs in 2016 and are on pace to hit the most since the event moved to TD Ameritrade Park in 2011. Deacon Lippitt's homer for Florida against Louisville Tuesday night was the 10th in 8 CWS games. Last year there were 10 hit on 17 games, and there were 15 in 16 games in 2015. College baseball coaches and fans bemoan the scarcity of homers after a total of 6 were hit in 30 combined games in 2013 and 14. The numbers throughout college baseball increased in 2015 when the NCAA put a flat seam ball into play to counter severe drops in offense since batting specifications changed in 2011. The new ball replaced the more wind-resistant raised seam ball. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.